Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Grant Wise here. Welcome to the Real Estate U University Podcast. What's up? What up? What up? What up? Hey, everybody. Grant Wise here, and welcome to podcast episode 11, Real Estate U University. And today is a very sensitive topic for me. I get just crazy fired up when I talk about this, but I genuinely believe that the real estate industry is destroying itself. And there are countless companies that are spending millions and millions and millions of dollars to create softwares, to create technologies, to create opportunities to basically erase the need for real estate agents. And one of the things I think is it's not necessarily comical, but I do think is interesting is that they don't really need that much help. And it's unfortunate, but the consumer, I think, agrees that they would rather go through some type of technological experience in some ways, not everyone, as opposed to doing business with some real estate agents. I think that 94% of the industry is the reason. I think that predominantly most of the industry is looked at as nothing but used car salesmen. And I think that it is really harming the industry. And I think that most of the good agents, like the full-time agents that actually made a career out of this, the agents that are doing good volume, the agents that take this very seriously, the agents that care, the agents that have passion, the agents that want to serve their customers, the agents that aren't just going trying to go buy their first benzo that they can't pay for, would absolutely agree that it's not doing business with customers that it's difficult. It's doing business with other real estate agents that have zero idea what in the hell it is that they're actually even doing. I think that brokers should be, I want to try not to say any foul language, slapped across the face for the BS effort that they put forth in trying to educate this industry, because it's virtually zero. It's, hey, here's the keys. Go do what I did back in 1990. Good luck. I hope everything is well. I'll see you at the closing table. Should be freaking slapped across the face for the BS effort that they put into the industry. And it's a huge reason. It's not necessarily all of the agents' fault, but it is what they're sold when they walk through the door. Agents must wake up. Because it's not the 6% of the industry that's going to feel this impact when it happens. Because it's coming. Winter is coming, my friends. And if you don't think that it is, you need to wake the hell up. There are people working 24/7 to remove the need for real estate agents. I believe 100% with everything that it is in my body that this is a relationship industry. And it will be very hard for technology to take that the place of that. I also equally believe that people are fed up. And if you don't think that people would rather do business with a form of technology that removed the just inadequate service that most agents provide, you are dead wrong. You guys have fiduciary duties to protect your clients, and you don't. You protect your own best interest. And I'm saying you very loosely. Please know I'm not speaking to everybody in the industry, but the 94% of you guys that need to wake the hell up, I hope you hear this message and I hope you take it to heart, because people are pissed. People are pissed. The industry as a whole, from a consumer standpoint, is pissed. Pissed. Tired of being mistreated, tired of being misled, tired of being abused, tired of somebody, again, with their own self-interest, trying to figure out how they can go make that first month Beamer payment, trying to figure out how they can line their own pockets. And again, because it's what they're taught, or because of what it is that they're not taught. People that don't answer their damn cell phone when they got business ringing in, and then go on and complain about how much they are not doing in the industry. It is absolutely laughable. But there's this tiny shred. There's this tiny portion of the industry. There's this 6% that is just absolutely beautiful. that it just absolutely makes you want to get up every day. It makes me want to get up every day and do what it is that I do, which is bring valuable content to the forefront, bring education to the forefront of the industry and help create that change. People that are relationship focused, not money, monetary focus. People that aren't just trying to line their pockets, they're trying to add value, they're trying to create change in their community. People that are trying to have a lasting impact, people that will take revenues and pour it back into their company, people that will take revenues and pour it into third world countries, people that will build schools and not ever mention it, people that will help with water issues, people that will help with poverty issues. You've got 6% of the industry that actually cares. You got 6% of the industry that actually understands what they're building, which is media, building attention, busting through obscurity and building preeminence in a marketplace, working to become an actual authority on all matters real estate. And that is what can change it all. It's the 6% that can create change in the remaining 94% of real estate agents nationwide, worldwide, that don't know what the hell they're doing. Look, if you're listening to this and you're upset by what I've said, understand that it's nothing but truth. That the agent business, the agent residential retail business is, whether you like it or not, not in a good position. That's why you have so many companies that are creating this software, is because there is a need to get the agent out of the equation. Don't go take a freaking real estate class and think that you're a world-class attorney. Do not let your ego cloud your judgment. Do not let your pride get in the way of the business that you're trying to build, because the consumer is sick of it. We do not live in a time where it is okay to treat people like crap. And as weird as it is to have to say something like that, it seems like you've got to go out there and make those types of comments. You got to go out there and call out what the dirty of the dirty is. And right now it's real estate agents that don't know what in the hell they're doing, that have egos larger than their bank accounts, that are just going out there to try to buy the benzo and do this because their broker sold them all of these absolute BS empty promises of what their life was going to look like if they just came in and, you know, became an agent. You've got to look to create change. You don't have a choice. You do not have a choice. You got to wake up. You got to understand that you are literally days away from getting Amazoned, like Facebook's entering the real estate space. You must look at the signs that are sitting right in front of you and understand that while you would like to complain, you have no right. You have absolutely no right. You are not taking the necessary actions. You're not taking the necessary steps, and you're not taking care of people, which is the entire business that you're in. You are just trying to line your own pockets. There is no place for you in this industry. And if this fires you up, this like pisses you off at me, it's all I need to know. Absolutely all I need to know, right? But if this fires you up and gets you passionate and you agree that real estate agents that don't even answer their own damn cell phone have no place in this industry, man, I agree. I agree with you. I 100% stand with you. I will fight for you. I will do whatever it is that's necessary to educate, to add value to your life, to your community, to whatever it is that you do, because you are the one that's going to be able to change this industry. It's not me. I just get to provide value. I just get to provide information. I just get to create content and hopefully has a lasting impact, but you are the one that's going to create real change. And if you continue to build media, if you continue to get attention, if you continue to add value, you continue to serve, there is no software that could replace you. There is no technology that could replace you. There is no fill in the blank that could replace you. If you understand relationship to its core, there is nothing that could replace you besides death, right? And that's going to replace all of us. It's a whole lot of space being made for all of the new, right? But if you guys could get this, please just tune in and understand what it is that is absolutely going to take you to the next level. And that is being relationship focused. You don't have to be perfect. I make mistakes every single day in relationships. But I do try to look at that as an education for how I can get better, how I can communicate better, how I can focus more on adding value, how I can give 100%, how I can do those things. If you can shift your focus, do not look at the benzo that your broker told you you're going to get first transaction because you're just going to go bankrupt. Payment number three, right? Add value to your community. And that's how you create lasting change in an industry that 100% needs it. If you can be more cognizant, if you can be more compassionate, if you can be more more caring about what it is that your community needs, you will skyrocket to the top. And again, you will, nothing will replace you. And I'm talking about, you know, getting Amazon and it being days away. And I don't mean literal. Obviously, we know, none of us know that because they did announce their entry into the real estate industry. But I just want you to understand how real it is, like how close it is. You look at companies like real or industries like real estate. You got all these egotistical real estate agents saying nothing's gonna ever happen to me, nothing's gonna happen to me, nothing's gonna happen to me. When it's totally not the truth, because it's the same thing that Blockbuster said about Netflix. It's the same thing that the hotel industry said about Airbnb. It's the same thing that the taxi world said about Uber. If you do not think that technology can come in and replace you, just go around the corner and talk to somebody that's current situation is a byproduct of what's happened over the last several years. It's closer than you think. If you shift your focus, it'll never happen. Because when Walmart came about and destroyed the mom and pop industry of retail, the people that were safe were the people that cared about community. The people that were safe were the people that focused on relationships. The people that were safe were the ones that built media that owned attention. People always come to me and say, hey, Grant, are you ever worried about your competition? Somebody stealing your stuff and doing this and this? It has happened. It's happened multiple times. And no, I have never feared for it because I understand some of those key foundational principles of marketing, of attention, of business, of media. And I own a lot of it. I get to talk to over 50,000 people day in and day out, as often or as little as I want to, and as often or as little as they'll engage, but I own that attention that you can take and redistribute and you can take and add value to. And if you guys look at that, look at your local community and start adding value, you can become one of the most loved people in your community. This is not a short-term game. This is not a short-term play. This is the long game. This is absolutely the long game, but you can bust through obscurity, you can build preeminence, you can become an authority, you can become loved by every single person in your local space. You just have got to shift the focus. You've got to shift the focus from trying to line your bank accounts to adding value to that community. And don't give in to the temptation of, you know, going out and buying a Benz with your first commission check. And I talk like that because it's what so many people do and they can't afford to make the second, third payments. It's just the wrong directive. If you're a part of the 94%, understand what's coming. Winter is coming. But if you can shift your mindset right here, right now, this is a strange podcast to record. It's a strange conversation to get on and have. And it's not one that's favored because there's a large majority of the industry that thinks that they're so safe. Look, there's only a few things that make you safe. Like I said, care, have compassion, take care, add value, build relationships, build media, get attention. When you have those things, you can do whatever it is that you want with them. Hopefully you do good. Hopefully you use it ethically. Hopefully you use it to make a stronger impact on the world. And that's something that I hope to do in my heart of hearts is add value to my community, create change because it has such a ripple effect that it can affect the entire world one action at a time. And I hope that is your focus. I hope that is what you begin to pay attention to. If you're part of the 6%, again, I stand with you. I love you to death. I appreciate you. I don't know you, but I would like to. You know, hit me up on Facebook. Go to my website. You can connect with me on Facebook. You can connect with me on Twitter. You can connect with me on Instagram. You can connect with me on YouTube, LinkedIn, wherever it is that we can connect. Hit me up. Connect with me. I want to know you. I want to, you know, have a 30-second FaceTime chat with you. I want to connect to you on Snapchat. I want to do whatever it is that I can do to know you because I appreciate you. I don't know who you are, but I know who you are, if that makes any sense whatsoever. I hope that you guys I just hope you understand. I guess that's my only point. I hope you understand what's coming so that you can know how best to prepare for it. I hope you guys have an amazing day as well. I hope you've been enjoying this podcast, and I cannot wait to get to episode 12. This has been episode 11. Please, if you like this podcast, go rate it on iTunes, Google Play, share it with your friends, share it with your family. We're getting ready to start get some guests up in this podcast. A lot of good value, I hope, that comes to this community. So you guys, thanks so much for being who you are, and I look forward to connecting with you if there's an opportunity to do so. Thanks. Peace.